know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. Go to camera, John Ritchie. Eagles training camp tickets on the line. A lot of Philly stuff to get to. Camp obviously starts tomorrow. And also, we'll get the juices flowing for football with a little football game here that I've got for Ritchie, Seltzer, and Ray. And they don't even know about it. See, I like when, let me say this.
Hammer!
Usually has to answer the questions. Today, you guys and the audience.
What a thrill.
We'll answer questions.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. James, you will enjoy this, but I will be interested to find out who wins. And there's going to be four contestants. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Rhea Hughes, and the audience as a collective.
I love this.
Yeah.
In.
All right. We'll see who rises to the top. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to that shortly. Phones right now. Let's kick it off with Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how we doing, Joe?
Excited to be back, Brian.
Listen, man, I lived up there for 54 years, and I live now in Southwest Florida. And I got to take exception to, you know, you talking about David Robertson. I mean, like, yes, that is not the ideal situation that we want to have, but how much money he makes really is no business of yours.
And so you were offended? You were offended by me saying that I envy the guy in a joking way? Is that offensive to you or to him? I'm trying to figure this out.
I was offended by your dissertation at the beginning of the show today that he's made $111 million. That has nothing to do with you. The man has a talent, and whether he's 40 or he's 80.
James, how long till I hang
up?
I'm
so confused. I don't even know what the point.
What's the problem, Brian? Yeah. I'm giving him credit for having money in the bank that he told
Good
teams.
For him.
I don't have to pitch for you in April. I'll join you in July. What's the issue?
All right. Well, maybe I misinterpreted it, Joe.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No worries, buddy. I was actually complimenting him, it's all good, buddy.
I didn't hear it as a compliment.
Okay. It was a compliment.
Okay. I'm sorry, Joe.
That's okay. That's all right.
You as a radio host and so on and so forth. And again, I apologize.
No worries. All right, Brian, let's give you a chance to win this prize, pal. Give me who or what. Often linked together.
Ron Jaworski and Mike Quick, dude.
All right, there you go. Jaws and Quick, sure. It's interesting because Jaws had two guys he was really, really linked with. Jaws and Quick and Jaws and Carmichael.
Not the best answer for Quick.
Not the best answer for Quick.
No,
Quick
it is
and
not.
Six?
No, Merrill.
Oh, Quick and Merrill.
Right. I mean, right? Am I crazy? No.
I don't know.
Stop ripping people and the money they make?
Yeah, I mean, geez. You know, I mean, I was just saying he's pulling a Clemens. Good for him. All right, let's talk some football. So, I've got a list in front of me, John Rich. You're going to enjoy this because I've got an all-century list. We have had 25 years of pro football. Now, before we go any further, all three of you, no cheating. No looking nonsense up over the next 3 hours, all right? This is the honor system right now. And what I have in front of me is a list. And I'm not even going to say who put it together, but it's pretty damn good list. Like, I'm sure there's some stuff debatable, but clearly the person who put this together put some real thought into it. And he's got every position broken down for an all-century football team. And we've had 25 years of pro football this century. And to me, the most interesting one, I wanted to know, and I'm not going to give it away, safety. Because you know there's three big safeties, really, really big, and I wanted to find out, does our guy make the first unit or not? Now, we'll get to that. By the way, there are also honorable mentions. So he's got, like, first-teamers and then honorable mentions. So he got, like, a whole big squad. And here's the way we're going to play this game. The way the game's going to be played, I'm going to say a position. And then you guys are going to, you know, one by one, we'll go around the room here, including the callers, and have a crack at saying who's on the first team, who's honorable mention. If you say a first teamer, I'm giving you 2 points. If you say an honorable mention, you get 1 point. If you get someone wrong, then you're out for that round. All right? So you better guess wisely. Now, our first caller is going to have the first guess at the easiest position. I'm just putting that out there right now. But everyone, get calling at 215-592-9494. You'll enjoy this. A lot of big-time names, a lot of Hall of Famers, a lot of future Hall of Famers, because some of these guys are still playing. All-Century football team, we'll get to that. Has some fun. I'm rooting for the audience. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Nice to have everyone back.
Yeah, it's good. James, it's good to be here, Fish, man.
I hope Fish was great, James.
It was awesome. Jen, thanks, Nick.
Jen and I got the chance to see Wu-Tang on Friday night, and it was an iconic experience.
And it was their last time, right?
It was.
And, I mean, that's what they say. I mean, there's also boxers that say it's my last time, and then they fight for 15 more years.
I saw them like 15 years ago, and I have vague memories of them being like final tour then. But
yeah, but this one.
No,
but Nick,
it feels more real this time.
But Nick, Wu-Tang really said this time, this is it, right? I mean, that's what they're really saying.
They did. But so interestingly, when they tour as Wu-Tang Clan, it's everybody. It's hard for them to get everybody together. And one of them, right, you got, is retiring. So they will tour as Wu-Tang, but not Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, interesting. Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
They had Run the Jewels open up for him, a guy named Killer Mike. Awesome rap group. But he stops in the middle of his show to talk about how great Philly is and that it's an extra special place to him because his wife is cousins with Nolan Smith Jr.
No, how about that? That would be Super Bowl champion Nolan Smith Jr.
That is correct.
Yes. Who by the way, is going to be leaned on quite a bit this year. I mean, it's he may be their best outside pass rusher. They're probably hoping that he is, and he probably will be.
Man, the thing that I don't want to jinx him at all, but I love watching him destroy pulling guards. I mean, the clip from the Super Bowl when he – I think that guard that I watched him blow up is now the highest-paid guard in the NFL.
Yeah, he got paid last week.
But just, wow. I don't know how you keep that pace where you're I tried to do that and you know eventually I had to hold myself back a little bit. Like you can't subject yourself to that amount of impact because then
breaks your body
weird
down.
Stuff starts happening. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like you just wake up and you're, you know,
well, remember,
you sneeze and you can't feel your arms.
He got hurt. Like, he got hurt in the Super Bowl.
Right. He re-injured,
yeah. Yeah, he had the same. Didn't he have the same injury that BG had, right?
Yeah, and he played the entire second half with it. With the whole thing about, remember the fumble that I think Milton Williams recovered?
Okay, is that the one? Okay, well, I'm going.
Milton Williams caused one and recovered it. Okay. Yeah.
But Nolan Smith was talking about it on the Exciting Whites podcast.
Yep.
He was yelling at him because he couldn't pick it up.
Oh.
I mean, he was just literally, because his arm, he couldn't bend his arm.
It's amazing to stay out there and keep playing. Yeah. That's good stuff. All right, Nick, biggest thing that stood out to you with the Phillies, what is it?
Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Two home runs in a game. I'm happy to see that. His power may be back, guys.
Yeah, and not just power, and that's the big thing, but even just getting on base more, because it wasn't just that he wasn't hitting homers for a while. It's that he really wasn't doing much anything for a while. All right, Nick. All-Century football team, you get the first shot at it here. And here's the way it's going to work. Ladies first after that, so then we're going Rhea, then we're going Seltzer, then we're going Rich. And it's going to put John in bad mood. Other times we'll reverse it the other way. But we're going ladies first when we get to us. Nick, here's the deal. We start with quarterbacks. There are five quarterbacks listed on the All-Century team. One on the team, four honorable mentions. You get 2 points for someone on the team, one for honorable mention. Who you picking?
I'm going with Jalen Hurts because he's already won a Super Bowl and been to another.
All right. Well, the audience isn't going to do well if people follow that logic. Nick, give me an answer.
Do you think that's bad logic?
Nick, who or what is linked together?
I've never heard them not linked together. Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
That is a much better answer. All right. All-Century team. Rhea, I think you got a layup. Go ahead.
Jalen Hurts.
Is this really your guess?
Yeah.
No, All-Century NFL team, not Eagles.
Oh,
I was making fun of that last caller.
I'm sorry. What are you asking?
All-Century NFL team. You got five quarterbacks in the NFL All-Century.
Oh, from the entire league?
Oh, yes.
From this century?
Yes.
Tom Brady.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. No, I thought you
maybe
were doing
the caller
Eagles.
Did too. I was being rude to him, I guess, but I thought I made it.
Yeah,
pretty
no,
clear,
that's
but
what I absolutely thought you were talking.
Okay, maybe that's my bad, but I'm still putting the callers down as a zero for the quarterback position. Seltzer, there are four others listed this century. Who do you got?
I'd have to imagine Patrick Mahomes is one of them.
He is one of them. That's a point for Seltzer. Richie, give me a quarterback. Three are left.
This century.
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes. All right, Rhea. I know, Rhea, you are. Yeah, we let you back in when we realized the rules. All right, give me a quarterback this century, Rhea. There's two left. All century honorable mentions.
Oh, my God. Why am I blanking? Drew Brees?
Yes.
Wow.
Seltzer?
Nice pull there.
There's one left.
I don't know if this is the right one, but I'll guess Aaron Rodgers.
That is correct. Ah. And that completes the quarterback round. John, we'll be starting with you with the next position in here. That's the way this will work. All right, well done. You guys did pretty good right there. So five for five, at least, are getting the right. And they're the right ones, obviously. That's, John, the reason I reacted when the caller said Hurts. I thought he was just being a jokester. And I'm like, wait. Guy won seven Super Bowls. All right, so maybe he didn't understand we're talking the entire league. All right, Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
Welcome back, Seltzer. So mixed feelings with the Eagles and Phillies. With the Eagles, I'm feeling sort of this sense of renewal. There's a lot of, you know, question marks, you know, on our defense, how we fill certain holes. But I think the overriding feeling is renewal optimism. And I'm just feeling sort of the different R word with the Phillies, and that's recycle. Like, I don't really... Like, how do we shuffle the pieces around to create a different outcome other than making a big splash move? But I just don't really see where that's going to happen. And maybe it's just sort of a mindset, but, like, that's, you know, certainly feeling more optimism with the Eagles.
Well, you should feel more optimism with the Eagles. They're a better team. I thought Rhea nailed it earlier, or maybe it was James, when someone said they're not great. And they're not. Ed, they can become great. I want to be clear. They can. But they don't hit well enough, and they don't relief pitch well enough to be a team that I would say is great. They're very good. They're very, very good. The starting pitching is A+, but they are not a great team the way presently constituted, at least the way they play. The hitters, I don't think these relievers can pick it up. I really don't. The hitters, some of them could pick it up. Castellanos could get, I mean, John, we've seen Castellanos get hot for a month or two. He could.
Absolutely. He's carried this offense
at times,
on multiple occasions.
Yeah. So that's possible, but Ed, the relief pitchers, I think there's no hope there collectively, and that's where, you know, they're going to need some help, both from the starters that go there and maybe a trade or two.
Yeah, maybe I just read this headline at the wrong time, but when I heard about the Dave Robertson signing, it felt like, you know, you're taking your ex back for the third time and expecting a different outcome. But now that you, you know, explained it, like, he really – is he going to be better than Joe Ross? Yeah. Is he going to be better than Tanner Banks? I'm pretty sure.
And here's what he's going to be right out of the chute. He's going to be one of their two best right-handed relievers.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom. That's what he is right away. It's going to be him and Kirkland from the right side. It's going to be Strom, and it's going to be Banks that they lean on from the left side. That's it. And then you're going to figure out which starters go in there and who they trade for, and that's what it is. All right, Ed, we're playing this NFL All-Century. The whole league, not just the Eagles. John Ritchie, you get to pick the position.
Oh.
Pick a position. We're going to see
running back.
Running back it is. All right, John.
Oh, wait. Can I pick fullback?
No, because they don't have fullback.
I expected you to actually go fullback.
All right, John, you get
they don't have fullback at all.
They don't. So, John, running back, they have two for starters, and they have five for backups. So, all right, take a crack at it, John. First pick. All-century football team.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is an honorable mention. So that's 1 point for John. All right.
Honorable mention.
Yep. Rhea, you're up next. Running back.
Adrian Peterson.
He is a first teamer. Well done by Rhea. That's 2 points. Seltzer, running back. You got one first teamer and 4 second teamers.
Yeah, Rhea just snatched my Peterson out from me.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's the game. All right. So how many more are left, did you say?
There's 5 total. 1 starter and 4 backups.
All right, I will go with, I'm like racking my brain in the moment.
And by the way, there's
here.
Like a 3-2-1. Let's go. 3-2.
Todd Gurley. It's not Todd Gurley. No.
All right, Ed, give me a running back this century.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
He is the other starter.
That was an obvious one. Bad job, though.
2 points for the callers. We go back to John. We got a couple backups. John, honorable mentions. Give me one.
Christian McCaffrey.
No. Yes, McCaffrey does sneak in there, which kind of surprised me a little bit. All right, Ree, we're back to you. Honorable mention.
Marshawn Lynch?
Yes.
Oh.
He kind of sneaks in there, too. I don't know about that. All right, Seltzer, you're out. Right, Ed, you got a crack at a running back. There's
Jamal Lewis.
There's two left. No, you're out. John, two left. These are not the easiest to get.
Running backs. So, running backs.
3-2. One out, and Rhea, you got one more, another crack?
LeSean McCoy?
No and no. All right, so the two that they give honorable mention otherwise are Frank Gore, who probably does deserve it. The guy had 5 million yards rushing, and Clinton Portis, which seems kind of shaky to me.
Frank Gore, that's good.
Yeah, pretty good. Sense. Pretty good. All right, Ed, give me who or what is often linked together.
How about Penn and Teller?
Penn and Teller's a good answer. I like that answer a lot. Who's going to win this game, Seltzer?
Well, Rhea's off to a
blazing
start. Yeah,
it was the Drew Brees just pulling that.
That was big. I mean, the quarterbacks are pretty. Those five are clearly the five: Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Mahomes, and Brees. I thought that was the easiest
position. Forget
about the
early 2000s one. That's the problem. Like, you know, all this is more recency bias.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those five I thought were very, very easy. All right, let's get to the Got It Door window to the weekend as we look back at some things that have happened in recent. Day's window to the weekend is brought to us by Got It Door and Window. Take advantage of Got It Door and Window's big summer sales event. You can receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, a few things. Number one, Scottie Scheffler not only won the British Open, he has clearly, in my opinion, cemented himself as the second best golfer this century. I know he hasn't won as much as some others that are older. But this century, the list is Tiger 1, Scottie Scheffler 2, and everyone else trying to fight for 3. That's it. He's that guy. Another thing in recent days, and I think this happened last week while I was off. John, Brian Brayman passing away. That was horrible, man. He was an outstanding special teams player. He was a really good Eagle. I talked to him one time for a pretty long conversation, and he was a very nice guy.
So he seemed like an unbelievably popular teammate, you know, in that locker room.
Yeah.
Just a magnetic personality for sure.
Two things I did not remember about him until I read the articles. One is that he had rejoined the Eagles right before the 2017 playoffs. Yeah. I would not have known that. The other is that the Super Bowl was his last game. That Super Bowl win was his last game ever.
He had the most remarkable story, like homeless in high school. He had a guy who helped him get a tape. And like, if you ever had a chance to talk to him, he was genuinely one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I really enjoy. I met him out at a Super Bowl one year, just at a party. And we were just talking for a while. And he was great. And he was one of the best special teams players I've ever seen the Eagles have. So that was certainly sad. To say the least. Some other things in recent days. Well, the Joel article was wild from ESPN, and I know you guys covered it a bit last week. We'll cover it extensively as we move through the show, or somewhat extensively, but I do want to open up a Twitter poll question of the day. It's sort of about the whole Joel thing. I mean, the article, but the whole last, 10 years. Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer savings event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Here's the poll question, and I will be fascinated to find out how people vote. And, John, I'm going to ask you right out of the gate. Which do you think is the bigger factor with Joel's physical decline and injury history? A, his fault, bad conditioning. B, bad luck. Which isn't, because the article details both.
I do think.
Which is it more?
This is a harsh answer. I think there was a poster on the locker room of the first varsity locker room I ever put pads on in that said, chance favors the prepared mind.
Yep.
I do think you have to fault him in such a big way that he was not adequately physically or mentally ready to go ever.
Do you think he took enough
season-wise?
Do you think he took enough, I don't know if culpability is the word, did he take enough on his shoulders the way he presented himself in the article?
Accountability?
No, absolutely not.
Not enough,
and while I found, Yeah, I was sympathizing with Joel, and there were things that I learned that are, you know, concerning, but that was slanted very clearly. I understand there's so much fault that lies in the organization's lap, the way they handled these players. My gosh, and I wish they would have done it differently because we really did have a chance. But at this point, it's just like, holy cow, how in the world did they really waste that talent?
Yeah, they really did.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And this article comes out. This article feels like it's getting ready to be sayonara. How in the world did Joel Embiid get out of Philadelphia having never won a championship?
Never even came close.
With all that talent. Yeah. Never even got out of the second round.
Brutal. It really is. Well, look, the Embiid article's on the table as well. I'll weigh in on it more as we move forward. But we'll ask you, do you think it's more his fault or bad luck with all that has transpired with his body? 215-592-9494. All of these topics and more on the table, including Ruben Amaro joining us in studio. That's next. Phone calls on all of it on 94WIP.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free to play. Log in every day for your chance to win. All you need to do is pick an area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on them. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There is nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.